What's up, fellow human beings? Welcome to Peace of Mind. I am your host, Mackenzie Lewis, here to bring you a piece of my mind. This is a safe place where we can talk about spirit, spirit guides, life, sexuality, reality, and life in other realms. So sit back, relax, grab a joint, get comfy, and let's get real. What is up, beautiful human beings? Welcome to Peace of Mind. I'm so happy to be talking to you guys. As per usual, life has been pretty goddamn crazy. If you're hearing any outside noises, birds and cars and life, it's because I'm outside. I feel like this is the only place I'm getting some peace. It's actually on my patio. The patio I've literally sat on forever. Like, this patio has magical powers. And if you're my friend and you've sat on this patio, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. But just feeling a sense of needing to be gathered this morning. So much has been going on. On my end, I am now in California. I have moved back from New York for the summer. So much wildness. I feel like literally New York really did chew me up and spit me the fuck out. But God, I miss her and I love her for all that she is. But very happy to be here in California, be with my family, be able to regroup and come back into contact with myself, ground myself. Was feeling a little bit of like uncertainty about how I wanted to address this episode, because I've been running so damn rapid that I haven't been able to reflect at all or even like sit down, meditate, and ask myself how I feel internally. And when I went to meditate before this episode and asked myself what I needed to speak about, that's literally what they told me to speak about, is the idea that we get so caught up in life and life gets so chaotic and things don't always go as planned and we kind of run a little rapid in life and we forget to take care of ourselves and we forget to look internally and ask ourselves how we feel. And so this episode, I really just wanted to talk about trusting intuition and looking to that inner voice inside of ourselves for our answers. My whole life, I feel like when faced with conflict or faced with anything that I felt that I was unable to, that I was doubting myself, because it's not that I'm unable to, that I was doubting that I could find the answer of what I truly wanted. I would always go out to outer sources. I'm always asking other people what I should do or what their opinions are and what they think is right. But none of them are going to be able to answer the question that I need for my internal self. I think there is a point where some things in life where it is good to look for external advice and it is good. We're human beings. The purpose we're all here is to help each other out and support each other. And when somebody else has experienced something that you have are just experiencing and they could advise you in that, then that's a tool to use. But sometimes that answer is already sitting internally inside of you. You just haven't given it the chance to sprout and root and come to light into what you're trying to do. So yeah, I just think I really wanted to focus on that because I think it's something that I forget a lot. And I think if I'm going to be if I need to remind myself, there's definitely somebody out there who needs to be reminded of it as well. I was writing and I put alive, breathe, and human because I feel so alive in this moment. And I feel like there's so many emotions going on. I feel so thankful to be with my family. Even yesterday, we were sitting by the fire, and I was just soaking up every inch of it. And just like, wow, like, there's so much, there's so much beauty in this space. And there's the ice cream man in my episode. We love it. I guess this episode's just gonna have flavor, but whatever, it adds character. Back to what I was saying about being alive. I've been feeling so extremely alive lately, just really soaking in every moment. I feel like I try to be so present because life is just flashing at me. And it's funny because it's not bad things. Like, you know, like I do. I feel so happy. There's so many good moments, and I'm connecting with so many people and creating such beautiful memories. But I have to remember to fucking breathe. I have to remember to take a moment to step myself outside of that space and regather myself and regroup. And, you know, I've really been noticing a lot of my anxiety really coming to play. And I remember my mentor telling me that usually when you're not spiritually connected with yourself or you're feeling spiritually disconnected, it's due to, that's what's going to cause your anxiety. That's what triggers anxiety to come, is when you're not connecting to yourself and not speaking to your internal self. I had this incident the other day. We were waiting outside at the precinct for one of my friends. They got picked up by the NYPD, and we were waiting outside, and the incident is very stressful, but I just remember we were like swarmed by like 40 police officers with their hands on their guns and so much aggression, so much anger, seeing it all kind of play out and feeling that fear for my life, the fear of me getting snatched up. I was in the corner, like couldn't stop shaking, and I haven't seen my anxiety be triggered or like that intense in so long. And so it kind of like literally shook me out of my boots. Like I kind of had to like stop, and it's kind of causing me right now to even like be able to reflect on it. I'm finally getting a chance to breathe and stop and be like, wow, like that was an experience. And I can tell my anxiety kind of, I fucking hate my anxiety. I think everybody fucking hates anxiety. Anxiety is one of those bitches. Like I would box that bitch in a ring. Like I do not fuck with her. She's not fuck with me, and we don't need to fuck with each other. But I think it's something that I will overcome and have constantly worked to overcome, because it is one of those poisons that holds you back from reaching the potential that you're actually meant to reach. And so I've kind of found this need to kind of like regroup and regather. And I think another thing with listening to yourself internally is also looking into the internal self and listening to the body. I have not been listening to my body. And I feel like, here comes the ice cream truck again. Good Lord. I feel like when I look internally to my body, you know what? We're just going to let them pass. We'll just consider this like a commercial break. Yeah, turn your music off. She knew. All right, back to your weekly peace of mind. Listening to your fucking body. My body literally, I actually got really sick right before I left for New York. I got sick and I did not feel good, but continued to just take medicine and keep doing what the fuck I want. And, you know, everybody, it's even when people talk about medical healing or natural medical healing, when your body reacts to certain things, when your body's reacting, it's because internally and spiritually that things are unbalanced. There's definitely something really big about my throat chakra that was taking place. The more of I'm talking so much and not listening, I have a very, very overactive throat chakra. Like, it's always very overactive. I should actually take the chakra test. If you've never taken a chakra test, please take it. If you're hearing this, I don't know if I've already said this on episode. I probably have. But if you haven't taken one, it's such a good source to kind of like lay out what you need to work on. Just figure out where you're at and your like growth and kind of work from there. So if you ever need a link, literally you can Google it. But if you need a link of the one I use, hit me up, because that really helps a lot. But I do have a very overactive throat chakra, and I do believe it's because I'm a Gemini and I don't shut up. But it's one of my superpowers, but one of my weaknesses. There's something very essential and important about being able to listen and take a step back and not always be regurgitating things out of your mouth and really listen. So the point of listening to your internal self and listening to your body are two really key points that I feel like is essential in this growth process that I'm really experiencing in my life and dealing with and coming to life with. You know, it's very easy to get wrapped up in the day-to-day. It's easy to get wrapped up in life because there's so much going on, and Which even wraps me into the idea of just doing what makes you happy. I've been talking with so many people, some of my friends and myself even, of like doing this pleasing other people for my cute little empaths out there, but not even empaths, just people who care about their families and care about, you know, meeting expectations for the people you love. Meet your expectations. It's this selfful thing that's so important. And, you know, I'm not saying be selfish. I'm not saying be considerate of other people, but I'm also saying don't make decisions that would make somebody else happy that's not going to make you happy. Life is too goddamn short, and the people who actually care about you will support whatever decision you make, because if somebody really cares about you, they're going to support whatever choice you make, because that's what you do when you love somebody. It's not always about you. And I think that's a big thing. I think a big lesson that I think everyone around me is really learning about, that kind of to be a little selfish with life. And I don't like selfish because I feel like it has a negative connotation, but I mean selfish, making choices that are better for you, making choices that will reflect who you are and what you wish to receive, will only benefit you and what you're meant to get, receive in life. So I don't know. I think right now I'm going to need to sit myself under a tree, regroup, regather. I feel like even the scenery of what I'm recording this podcast episode is really showing where I'm at in my life and how it's time to regather myself, plant myself again, and kind of start building again. The summer is about to be mad fun. I'm about to get into so much shit and experience so much shit and grow so much. And you guys are probably going to have a bunch of podcasts in really weird places with really interesting background audio, because who knows where the hell I'm going to have to be recording these episodes at. But I'm excited to go on this journey. I'm excited to take life exactly how it is and really just reconnect. But I'm going to cut this one short and simple, because I don't think you guys need that much of my voice this week, because I think I need myself more than I need anything else. But if I leave you with any messages from our cute little conversation, I just want to remind you to listen to your internal self. Always ask yourself how you feel. Take the time out to separate yourself from society, from people, from feelings and emotions, and really truly ask yourself how you feel. You're living for your internal self more than anything. There's so much more to life than surface level shit. Stop being a human and look inside and see how you really feel. Connect with yourself, feel yourself, breathe, connect. All your answers are internal. And that's another thing of trusting your fucking intuition. The very first answer, the very first thing you hear, that's your answer. So trust it, believe in it. I remember my aunt told me, because you sometimes get confused. The guides and ego and internal self and higher self kind of get mixed up. But when you don't know where that voice is coming, ask them. Be like, is this my ancestor or is this my higher self? Start having these internal conversations and being able to I think of my guides and my spirits and my layers of self as like file cabinets in my brain. So really try and organize those files and connect with yourself and figure out what's best for you. And as much as I'm telling myself this, I'm telling you to take care of yourself. Take care of your heart, mind, body, and soul. Make sure you're meditating. Make sure you're watching what you're putting into your body. Be mindful of the people you're surrounding yourself with, the words that you're saying, you know. But also, I think more than anything, be patient with your process. And understand that you don't have to be perfect all the time. I think sometimes in spiritual journeys, it's so good we're on a high. It's like we're on drugs or something. We're like on an ultimate high. I'm spiritually connected. I'm awoken. I'm on my grind. I'm meditating. I'm journaling. And then life gets in the way. And we kind of start fumbling the bag. And everything's not as organized. And I'm not as spiritual. And I'm not as this. But all that work, all that core work that you just did, that shit is still there. And it can get picked up. And I feel like for me, I'm having one of these moments where I don't feel so in control of, I'm taking that out of the universe. This is what I'm talking about. I've noticed that the more that I'm not taking care of myself, the more that my body is reacting, my mind is reacting, my anxiety is reacting, and the, my words are reacting. Because the way I speak about myself, the way I'm speaking about my life, it's not what I need to be. So, as much as this is a conversation for myself, it's a conversation for you. We're in this shit together. We're spiritual sisters and brothers, and we're going to get through this shit together. But on that note, take care of yourselves, love yourselves, and thank you for dealing with this funny little episode with all my fun little background noises. But I hope you guys could hear all the birds, because the birds and the trees swaying is giving me the enough peace to talk to you guys about whatever the hell life has been bringing me right now. But on that note, I love you guys. Take care of yourselves. Peace. Thank you guys so much for joining in on this week's episode. If you love what you heard, please follow along with me on this journey. Remember that the light is always with you and within you. Speak your manifestations aloud. Dedicate some time for yourself today. And remember, you are only human. Peace.